Blog Talk Radio.
Barely a cloud, the sun is shining. It is a beautiful day, unless you are in the Biden administration. What do you do? Well, I certainly hope that after that shit show that we saw last night by the president, and you could tell he was jacked up on drugs because he's talking fast. He gets talking so fast that his brain can't keep up and he gets what the hell he was talking about. Look, I'm not saying that, you know, that doesn't happen from time to time to everybody. Of course it does when there's a lot of things going on, but this guy does it every time he talks. They should be right now in Delaware because you know he's got to go on vacation. Every weekend, oh, I got to go home. He goes home and gets medication, gets drugs, go, I don't know what the hell he does. To think long and hard about what really to do. He came out last night trying to convince the public that he was cognitive aware of his surroundings, has his memory, but he was fine, and he was mentally and physically fit to be the president of the United States. That was, I guess, the goal last night. Or was the goal actually to keep putting him out there? My brother swears to God that they'll keep putting him out there until he crashes and burns and just, you know, let him destroy himself. Well, if that was their plan, they succeeded, because there is, look, the guy's got to go. He's not fit to be our president or anybody's president. Now, look, if this was Liechtenstein or some small little country that has no bearing on anything in the world or really itself, and you want to keep the guy as a ceremonial thing, but this is not it. This is the United States of America. If America fails, the world fails. Whether we like it or not, we have a big responsibility, not only to ourselves, but to the world. We can't be doing this. We cannot be doing this. I'm hoping that they come to some kind of realization that, hey, guys, you know, we got to tell Joe that it's time to go. Or, look, the cabinet, I mean, well, the cabinet, all of these cabinet members, one has proven to be just nothing but figureheads. You got a gay guy in there. You got a black guy in there, you got all these women, you got all this, you got all these boxes checked. Nobody's a real cabinet member. Our defense secretary already proved that he doesn't have any communication with the president. I mean, we got all these wars going on all over the world. Our troops are being attacked every day in Iraq. And he's not talking to his defense secretary. Had no idea that he was in the hospital. Been there all weekend. Oh, really? The defense secretary came home. Well, okay. Well, you know, send a fruit basket, some flowers, get well caught. What the hell is that? Even if there is a war going on, I'm sure you have to have some kind of communication with your defense secretary. If not every single day, if it's total peace, I mean, imagine, you know, at least a few times a week, you know that your defense secretary is in the hospital, you would think. So who's the president? I mean, the president is a figurehead. We know that. 81 million people voted for him. Yeah, please. Well, this is what happens when you steal an election. Hopefully people are paying attention and the Democrats pay a big price for this. We can't have these kinds of people. We can't have this in our country. People, come on, wake up. Something that we can have is unsustainable. You cannot sustain a free country, an industrialized country. You cannot sustain that going in this direction. And what is the Democrats, their whole thing is, it's not about America first. They think that America first. About the party. If I remember correctly, I think the Nazis kind of like that too. But, you know, I read history books and, you know, other people. You know. But anyway, getting back to what I'm talking about, these people don't, they just care. They don't care who they use. They don't care who they abuse. I mean, Kamala Harris is another figurehead. She's there because, well, she's not really black, but, you know, she's Indian. So she claims she's Indian. She claims she was this. She's claimed she was that. She doesn't have a goddamn clue of what she is. And nobody, I mean, in her young day, yeah, she kind of, you know, thick body, you know, and kind of almost a pretty face, but that's all she was. She humped her way into being attorney general. She humped her way to the Senate. And she screwed her way, literally screwed up her way, into MVP. I mean, she's only there because she's not white and she's a female. Couldn't go with Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is untamable. But the Democrats have been, they claim about all taking away democracy. Oh, you're taking away democracy. Really? I remember when the Democrat Party took away your democracy because Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders both for two elections were winning the vote, but they took it away for Hillary. Then they took it away for Joe. These people, they still keep coming back. Elizabeth and they still keep coming back. People still keep, oh, well, it's Trump taking away my democracy. You had your democracy literally taken away by your own party, and you're blaming Donald Trump? Is Donald Trump taken away from you? He didn't have anything to do with Roe v. Wade being turned over, and besides which, it went to the state, so you have democracy, where everybody in the state gets to vote. That is democracy, not what they want, which is, I don't know, any kind of an ocracy that you want to call it. But they want the power and they want the control. They want to decide everything for everybody. This is how you're going to live. This is how you're going to think. This is how you're going to feel. This is what you're going to eat. This is what you're going to believe. What you're going to hate. They love hate, don't they? Love to hate. Everything that comes out of the mouth. Hate, 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 hate. Well, that's the only thing coming out of your mouth. That's the only thing. Mind. And if that's the only thing you got on your mind, eventually it's going to be in your heart. We've seen. They don't care that Joe Biden, first of all, he never should have been running. He was not prepared to run mentally. He was not mentally there during the campaign. Why he didn't campaign. And they blamed it on COVID. Donald Trump didn't have any trouble with COVID. Didn't have these drive-in rallies. And people just honking their horn. Then he comes to these rallies. They got all the staff members show up. And then, he starts mumbling and stumbling. And they all start clapping and laughing. Oh, they're really into it. Like, you know what he said. You don't have a clue of what he said. What he said. Ah. And last night, he tries to prove that he is mentally fit for the job and failed miserably. Screwing up Mexican president and the Egyptian president? What the hell? He did not, and he screwed up a couple other things up. But had absolutely, he did not convince anybody that he was mentally fit. And then, when he was called out on the report, he started snapping at him. That's your opinion. That's your opinion. No, you moron. It's the opinion. It's the writing of the people that did this report. Your DOJ. The special counsel was hired by your DOJ. And they came out and said, you forgot when your son died. You didn't even know what, you were off by several years. You couldn't remember if you were president or vice president or not. See, now that was a misspeak. And I corrected myself immediately. But Joe, he has no idea. He just says things. This guy is not mentally fit to be president. And shame on all those people that let him run. He was not mentally fit to run. And Jill, if you look at Jill, every time you see Jill and Joe together, Joe's always mumbling, fumbling, stumbling, and tripping all over himself. And Jill wants to get walking. She's still got her legs and everything. She's fine, but, her husband is not. And then she can see that look on her face. It's like, oh, my God, I got to come on, Joe. Now I got to go back and I got to hold this guy's hand. And she's trying to, she's always walking way ahead of him. Always. She didn't. I mean, I don't know what's going on with them, but she does not seem very attached to Joe. She seems more detached. Maybe she's thinking of Kamala's husband. I don't know. See, I think, Jill's not ready to, you know, babysit an old man. Crapping in his drawers, mumbling all over him, drooling. He has no idea what he's doing. And last night, he comes out, and I swear to God, I was thinking to myself, you know they pumped him up full of drugs. You can tell because he's talking fast. But I'm wondering, is this guy going to, you know, like have a stroke or a heart attack or something and die right there? Is that their plan? I mean, what are they doing? But everybody wanted the power. They just wanted to stop Donald Trump. So they tell Bernie and Elizabeth, nope, you're done, you're out, go over there. We're not picking you for president because you guys would be uncontrollable. And we're already trying to take away an uncontrollable president, Donald Trump. So we're going to pick Joe. He's a little kooky, but he's controllable. He'll do whatever we tell him to do. And he won't even know it. So Jill allowed her husband, which obviously doesn't care very much for him, to go through all of this, a man who is very old and really has lost a lot of his senses even before he wanted to run. And you push this guy and push this guy, and then when he can't speak, you pump him full of drugs and you push him back out there again. Just so you don't have to admit that you got it wrong. If you're going to steal an election, steal it for someone who's actually competent. And another thing I really do believe another reason why they don't want to, you know, 25th Amendment him or sit him down and say, look, dude, you've got to resign, is because they're deathly afraid that Kamala Harris is going to be the president. Now, yeah, you get a check off a box. You got a female and a black or a Indian or whatever she claims to be, whatever she identifies. I identify. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. But they are definitely afraid of Kamala Harris. Well, why would that be? Well, there's a reason why they're keeping Joe in office. Well, that's so they don't all get caught for all the corruption they've been doing in Ukraine. Everybody's going, oh, the support for Ukraine. Well, are you making money in Ukraine? Why are you willing, so willing to give all this taxpayer dollars, billions of it, to Ukraine, who is just as or more corrupt than Russia, and we're showing that we're just as corrupt, so we're not any different. Donald Trump was trying to put an end to it. Donald Trump can't be corrupt. I mean, what's he going to be corrupt with? What? Joe Biden would be a pauper if he wasn't corrupt. Donald Trump made money the old-fashioned way. He earned it. But you don't put a guy out there like that and do that. This is cruel. It is beyond, it's not funny. It never was funny. But I thought it was cruel. And I was talking to my little brother during the campaign. This is cruel of what they're doing. They're pushing him out there. He can't do anything. They stuck him in the basement. Just stay here, Joe. Don't go outside. You might, you know, you wander off. You get lost. Might get by a truck, might snip some little girls. God, what a pervert. And that's another thing. Don't give me this. Why? I mean, no. He should be in jail for that kind of crap. You don't be sniffing little girls and that kind of, and grabbing her breasts. You got that on video, the tiny little girl, and acting like, oh, I've just got my hand on her shoulders and I'm just stretching my hands out, and you're grabbing her breasts. She doesn't have any. The girl's, what, only 4, 5 tops? Oh, that's just Joe, touchy-feely Joe. No, that's a pervert. His own daughter said she was taking showers with him. And then she said, inappropriate shower. Well, wait a minute. If you're taking a shower with your dad, that's already inappropriate. But, you know, I mean, how old was this girl? You know, and what was the inappropriateness? Did he touch you? Did he fondle your periwinkle? I mean, the whole family's a bunch of nuts. God only knows what Hunter's been into. Excuse me. But it's absolutely cruel, not only to him, but it is very cruel, not only to the country, but the citizens themselves, us. This directly affects us. And if you don't understand the reasons why, then think for just a moment. But it's cruel to the world. I mean, right now, if I'm over there in China, I'm Chinese, I just finished my dog and kitty platter, and I'm thinking to myself, now how? What can we do right now that we've been wanting to do for a long time, but the United States wouldn't let us, and that pesky Donald Trump boy? We would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those MAGA hatters. China has been salivating to take over Taiwan. If I'm Chinese, I'm thinking to myself, hey, you know, this might be the time to get the boys. You know, gather them up. Let's go get Taiwan. What's Joe going to do? Don't you do that. I already told Iran. I told them, don't. And I told Putin, oh, you invade. I'm telling you, the consequences are going to be, oh, you don't want to do that. We're going to really hurt Russia. What have you done to hurt Russia? Well, you bought more of his oil? Is that how you hurt him? I mean, we're funding both sides of this war. We're buying the oil from Russia to fund their army. And we're just handing over money to Ukraine so they can fight the Russians. This don't make no sense. We don't need to get anybody's oil. We don't need to buy oil. We already have our own oil. We got more oil than the Middle East. What do we need the Middle East for? I don't know. What do we need Russia for? I don't know. We fought the British, not once, but twice, to keep our independence, and what have we done? We're giving it away. We're independent. We're Americans. America first. You damn Skippy, America first. How can we help anybody else out when we can't help ourselves out? When you go on an airplane, the stewardess tells you, hey, put your mask on. Put your mask on first. And then you put your kid's mask on. That way you don't pass out when you're trying to put your kid's mask on. And if your kid does pass out, you put the mask on, he'll come back. Well, there's reasons for that. You have to help yourself sometimes first before you can help anybody else. We are not helping ourselves down at the border. Hello. With that. That is obviously, it has to be delivered. You cannot be that incompetent. Now, this whole Mariokas impeaching, well, the only reason why I was against it is because Mariokas is, again, another figurehead. There's nothing he can do. He's not making the calls. He's not doing anything. Biden's minions, whoever these people are, I mean, is it a group of Soros-funded people, or who is it? Who's really running the country? Well, I don't know. Who's running our defense? I don't know. Our transportation? Who's doing that? I don't know. Who's really in charge here? Every one of these cabinet members are figureheads. You know, oh, the climate czar. We don't have czars, by the way. What have we turned into, and for what? I mean, the left claims all about peace and love, and they love to help all these people. No, they don't help anybody. They help themselves, though. They do that. Woo! They're all about themselves. They're all about the party. The party first. And we can use as much, you know, taxpayer money as we want. Because we're in the government. We can just say we need more taxes. We can just say we need to support Ukraine. But I've read stories of money isn't even going to Ukraine. So where's the money going? What are we doing with all this money? Well, all these states were taking money when they got the COVID. You got the COVID money, and they went partying. Look at Fannie Willis. She gives all this money to her, you know, her new beau. They take it out, and they go on vacations, and you know they didn't stay in no Motel 6. Now, we'll keep the light on for you. Hell no. They're staying in good hotels, man, eating that steak tartare and caviar and God only knows, drinking that champagne. Oh, they were having a great time. The problem is it's on taxpayers' money, and you're supposed to be prosecuting a former president. So you're taking all this money that Atlanta was giving you. Fulton County, that's what it is. Fulton County. All this money Fulton County was giving you. And you're blowing it on vacations? This guy's never prosecuted a felony a day in his life. And now he's going to try to prosecute a former president. Really? Again, who's running this country? Who's every Democrat state, every Democrat run government entity, city, county, whatever the hell you call it. They don't run anything. They're not about running anything. They don't know how to. They just know how to be in charge. And if something goes wrong with it, it's always somebody else's fault. And why not just blame the right? I mean, right now they're blaming, Donald Trump for the border. It's Donald Trump's fault for why the border is the way the border is. No, Trump had the border under control. You do not. You can't blame Donald Trump. He's not the president. He doesn't have any say what goes on down there. He had it under control. You took it out of control day one. You also, day one, stopped us from being energy independent. And I wonder why, since we now have to pay for all this expensive oil, why gas is so expensive and so is all the food and clothes and everything else we buy. Well, because of Donald Trump. Well, how did Donald Trump do that? Well, he knows how he did it. You know, you don't need to know the details. You just need to know that he did it and he's guilty and he's racist. Well, if Donald Trump is a racist, he has got to be the stupidest racist ever. I don't know how to do it. At least not that I've seen. He does a terrible job at being a racist. And so where get that from. That's the Democrats' go-to. Just go to racism. If you lose an argument, just go straight to racism. It'll work every time. And then he said last night that he brought the country back on its feet. What? The country was already on its feet and moving rather nicely until you came along, Joe, and put an end to it. You did that day one. The whole thing is to get white people to be a minority. They don't want white people to be the majority anymore. So they're just allowing these people just to come in. They're taking everybody, prisoners, insane people. I mean, God only knows. And they're coming from all different kinds of countries. As long as you're not white, you can cross the border and get all this free stuff. Well, where is this money coming from? It boils down to you want to find out who's involved and you know, who's responsible. Follow the money. Follow the money. Find out where the money is coming from, where it's going. Where is all this money coming from? How can you, there's not enough tax dollars in these municipalities and these states and in our country federally to be, where is all this money coming from? Is it that Bitcoin crap? Or are we just using fake money? We're just printing it? Say, hey, here you go. Well, eventually that's going to catch up. See, that's what happened in, well, crash of 29. Everybody said, okay, you've been playing on credit for all this time. Now I want my money. Oh, but I don't have any. It's all in credit. It's all in numbers. Yeah, well, is that what we're doing again? Where's all this money coming from? How does California, who's bankrupt, have all this money to give all these migrants all of this free stuff? And now you got people leaving all these businesses, a lot of people. I know my cousins all moved out, all my friends. I don't think I got anybody left in California. They all moved out. They couldn't take it anymore. California used to be a great place, man. I loved it. I loved California. California was a great, I mean, look, Northern California, Central California, Southern California. You pick a spot in California and look, it's California was great. Washington, oh yeah, there's so many places that are beautiful. Oregon, the coast is absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful state, whole country, even New Jersey has beautiful country. Ugh, hate to say that, but fact, what we have, I don't think a lot of people understand what we have. And why do they not understand what we have? Because they're being told that Johnny can be a girl today and tomorrow he can go back and be both boy and girl. So you must respect it. And if you're unsure, you must ask Johnny what they pronouns are. Ugh. You're not teaching history. You're not learning the Constitution. You're not learning, well, the Revolutionary War, why did we fight it? Well, we fought the British for the exact same kind of crap that the Democrats are doing now. The Nazis for their crap that the Democrats are doing now. And it's all, oh, let's blame them for what we're guilty of. You know what? There's a lot of people waking up. And you know damn good and well there were a lot of people already were on the fence. Well, they're completely awake now. You saw what he did last night. You can't call him president. He's not a president. Nobody cares. It's all about me, 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 me. Long as I got my job here at this news station, and they want me to tell all this and all that and hate on this particular person and make things up, you want me to do that and pay me a lot of money? Sure. No, people have no shame. They don't care. Just, hey, as long as I'm okay, I don't give a damn. As long as you're making, you know, I'm making lots of money, you're paying me a lot of money, sure. I'll do it. Nobody knows how the government is supposed to be run. Nobody knows why we have the government the way we have our government. Yeah, I'm a firm believer that we definitely... The 17th Amendment, I know a lot of people have talked about it. I've talked about it. I remember learning it in high school. And to me, it was like, well, that doesn't make any sense because he just got done. It was a lecture. And he just lectured us on, you know, what the House of Representatives does and what the Senators do. Well, the House of Representatives represent the people. And the Senators, they represent the So then somehow the 17th Amendment came in and I said, wait a minute. It didn't take me very long at all. And I realized, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. If the state is represented by the senators, why are the people voting for them? No. If state legislators, the states vote for the senators. The senators are supposed to be for the state, and the representatives are supposed to be for the people. That is a balanced government. That's a republic. Don't like the people for their people that they're picking, then we vote them out. We've got a lot more power than you think we do. But too many people have power over who you vote for. You need to give yourself back your power to who you vote for, not wife or husband or your coworker. Or your union boss telling you to vote for. You vote for whoever the hell you want. If somebody doesn't like you, piss off. Free. That's right. You're free. You get to vote for who you want. Not somebody else's. A lot of people actually do believe. I really believe that the psychology of these people is they feel more comfortable if they allow the government to do all the thinking for them. That way, if something goes wrong, well, they can say, it wasn't my fault. The government told me to do it. They refuse to admit that they're wrong. That's why they're exactly there when a Democrat is talking over you. They're talking over you. Not to stop you from getting your message out to other people. It will stop you from getting your message out to them. They don't want to hear the truth because if they hear the truth, then they're going to have to admit that they are wrong. And if they admit that they are wrong, well, they can't do that. Their ego won't allow that to happen. Just continue on with this false argument. Warming, I mean, you name it, up and down. Look, it didn't take long. I studied the science in college, and I was glad I did because they got me the job I wanted in the Navy. Didn't have to study as much as I did in the Navy, but I did because there was all kinds of material. I found it very interesting when I was in college, and since I had a scholarship, I couldn't fail the class, so I had to make sure I learned it. Of global warming, and I was like, what? I was a kid. Oh, the ozone layer. You got to get rid of your right guard. Aerosol cans destroying the ozone. No. That's not what destroys the ozone. And as long as you have a sun that is shining, you're going to have ozone. The sun creates the ozone. As long as you have sun, you're going to have ozone. Now, it does get depleted in the southern hemisphere every winter because of the cold air. Aerosols or hot air or whatever. The cold air rises. Just the way it is. Then the sun comes back, boom. Turns the O2 molecules, connects them together, and get O3. Get O3, O3 is ozone. That's your ozone layer. You can smell it sometimes when it rains. That's ozone. It's not hooved animals, the bovines, and the hogs. So what are they going to do? They want to kill these animals? You can't eat the bees, so just let them live. So if it's the animals that are farting and causing all of this climate disturbance, so you're saying we got to kill them? Well, then where's PETA? How come PETA's not jumping and go, wait a minute, whoa, you can't be instantly just killing all these cows. You can't indiscriminately just killing these cows. You can't do that. No. They're all for it because, you know, they're all for the green agenda. The Green New Deal. Blah. Oh, my bacon and eggs. You gotta be kidding me. Well, look, last night there should be a lot of people. I don't care, you know, like Donald Trump. A lot of people have been realizing that, hey, you know, when Donald Trump was president, even though there was this cockamamie COVID, but we didn't have inflation. We didn't have high gas prices. The border was under control. The Middle East was not attacking us or anybody because we weren't buying the oil and they didn't have enough money because we also put extra sanctions on them. So they didn't have enough money to buy these weapons. So they couldn't attack anybody. But now the joke comes in. They did the same thing Obama did. Same thing. They ran all this money, all these billions of dollars, not in their currency. So they changed it for foreign currency. I don't care what kind of currency. Why are you giving them the money? And then John Kerry, Mr. Secretary of State. Oh, the Hague said that we ordered to. We're not going to go to the Hague. Well, yeah, we don't answer to the Hague. They took our people and held them hostages. They don't get it. Screw them. No, that's a penalty. They don't get no money back. They took our citizens, our people, and held them hostage. For a long time, I remember that. Oh, Jimmy Carter, he sends out a helicopter to crash. That was a crap. Even as a kid, I said, you know what? I don't even think that there was even a couple helicopters. That was a total made-up story. And if you needed video, there's plenty of places in the United States you can look like. They're in Hollywood, for God's sakes, make it look like it. Come on. Well, for the influence of Ronald Reagan, those hostages would probably still be there. See, what did Reagan do? We didn't really have any war. Now, when I was over the Persian Gulf, Iran was screwing around, attacking Iraq ships and Kuwaiti ships, a lot of other ships in the Persian Gulf. So we went to their oil and we blew them up. And then the second time I was over there, we were protecting Kuwait from everybody, Iraq, Iran, I mean everybody. First time I was over there, we were protecting Iraq. We were just protecting shipping. Iran has been causing problems forever. They get money, they spend it on weapons, on terror. That's what they do. So you eliminate them from spending any money. money because you took it away from them and they don't get to have it, then they can't use it against you. Now, they gave all this fresh batch of money. Oh, no. It's going to a third party. It's very secure. It's only going to go to humanitarian purposes. Really? Humanitarian? How come they didn't have any money before that? And then, about a month later, they start attacking again. When they attack Israel, don't think for one second that that money we gave them did not go in. Some of that money went into that attack. Don't even think that that didn't happen. Are you kidding me? Of course it did. Sure, they told us that none of that money went there. That's what they said. And what, you know, dead all right. Damn right, that's what they said. Not what they did. Unbelievable. Absolutely unfriggin' believable. I had to come on today, and I'm trying to come back on and do more shows. And I do kind of like the noon hour. I kind of like that noon hour. I used to do 10 a.m. I'm kind of liking the noon hour. I might want to stick with that. But I am busy doing a lot of things, so I'm trying to sneak it in and rearrange the priorities so I can. Well, you know, this stuff pisses me off. You can't have this anymore. What are we doing? This country is going to fail. Somebody could come over here right now. The Liechtensteinian Boy Scout troops could come over here and take over our country. Joe wouldn't even have a clue, wouldn't even know. What? We got nobody protecting our border. Who's to say that they can't just come on over here and they've got weapons hidden? And just start shooting all of our guys. Border Patrol, everybody. And now everybody just comes in. Who's to say they're not going to do that? Oh, no. These people are escaping oppression. My ass. Escaping oppression. I mean, they come over there. They got clean clothes and looks like pretty new clothes. They all got phones. Well, who's paying your service there if you're leaving from oppression? You got all this nice new clothing and iPhones and you're oppressed? God, please, give me some oppression. What, are you kidding me? I'm sure there are some very, very poor people coming over here and trying to do it right, but they're not. They're told. Excuse me again. By our own government. Oh, yeah, you know you've got CIA, you've got operatives over there. I don't know if it's CIA or whoever the hell it is, but they're definitely left, and they're over there, and they're guiding them. They're telling them how to do it. Here's what you do. And you say this, and you say that. This is how you answer the questions, and then you come in. Where is all the money coming from to support these people? Where? Who's got the money? They get all this free crap? How do they get all this free crap, and for how long is that going to last? Well, what happens when they all run out of money and they can't give any more free crap to the migrants? Well, they're going to uprise. Hello? Oh, my God. New York City. Yeah, you can go ahead. As long as you're a migrant, you can go ahead and beat the hell out of cops on the street during daylight. And then you get out. No, we don't need no. Well, now you go, and yeah, you got a court date in a couple of months, so make sure you don't leave town. Boom, jing, boom. They're gone. They're in California now. Who knows where they're at? So they can commit more crimes. And now, I don't know if it's CNN or MSNBC. They're all the same junk. Oh, I mean, Fox News anymore. I mean, my God. I tried turning it on this morning to see if they could be covering the news. all the stuff that happened yesterday, there was a lot of stuff that happened. You got the Supreme Court hearing the case on, you know, whether Donald Trump can be removed from the ballot. And we already proved it didn't work because Nevada, Nikki Haley lost by 30 points, 30 plus points, to none of the above. And the none of the above were people for Donald Trump, but somehow he wasn't on the ballot. But then he goes to, they have a caucus. So they had a primary and a caucus, or a caucus and a primary. I don't understand what that was all about, but nevertheless, it doesn't really matter. He smokes her again. Look, Nikki, give it up, girl. You don't have a fighting chance. You don't have an opportunity to become the candidate unless you're working to have Donald Trump be put in jail. Well, I don't think they're going to do that. You want to see an uprising. I don't think that would be a healthy thing to do. If you're pushing for civil war, which I do believe, I think they are. I think they want it. Because I think for whatever reason, they think they're going to win it. No. Well, they are. That's why they're going, getting the police. They're getting the military. Our military is getting woker and woker and woker, which is very dangerous. Our police is getting woker and woker and woker. Extremely dangerous. That's how they're going to get us. So we may have to, well, there's not, it's not illegal to form a militia, number one. It's written in the Constitution. And what does the Second Amendment, what does the Second Amendment tell us? Well, I know verbatim. But we're going to cover the Second Amendment. Let's cover the Second Amendment. And if you think the Second Amendment is about hunting, is that what you think the Second Amendment is about? Hunting? Everything that is going on right now in the country is the reason for the Second Amendment. Everything in our Bill of Rights stemmed from what the British did to us. This is why we went to war with them. Now, I'm going to read the Second Amendment to you. And see, the Second Amendment is a statement of fact first. Then that's the right. It's a statement of fact first. Let me explain. The well-regulated militia. People get together. And it doesn't mean regulated by the state. It can be, but it doesn't necessarily mean be. You can form your own militia. Well-regulated militia. However, what they mean by regulated, when the country is, okay, we'll get to it. Well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state. See the word A there? Being necessary to the security of a free state. It doesn't say the free state. The free state would mean exclusively the United States, but a free state, meaning if you want to keep a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with hunting. It has to do with protection. It has to do with defense. If your country's being taken over by people that go against our Constitution, which all of this crap the Democrats have been doing most definitely is, the way they're attacking Donald Trump, the way they attack Rudy Stone, what they did to him, my God in heaven, plenty of others. Bannon. I mean, they got them all. They got all these people. They just go after them. And just, you know, just boom, 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 boom. For what? They steal the election in Georgia, and it's all on video. And they're prosecuting Donald Trump for calling them out on it. They prosecuted, or persecuted, I should say, Rudy Giuliani because he called them a liar. Well, they're caught on video. I do believe it was the mother that was shoving these stacks of Biden ballots through the machine several times. And then the daughter goes over to this big, like, credenza, opens up the bottom drawer and pulls out all these cases of votes. And they did it right after they kicked the Republicans out. Oh, okay, we're all done. Republicans, you can go. The Republicans said, no, we're leaving. We're all leaving together. But they didn't do that. So they recounted all these votes. So Georgia went to Joe Biden. However, Georgia did not go to Joe Biden. Neither did Michigan, Arizona. And those were caught on video, how they did it, how they stole the election. It's all on video. And the nonsense, oh, you can't say the election was stolen. Oh, where's your tin cap? It's up your ass. Just because you say, oh, it's not, oh, no, no. No, but right here's the evidence. Right here. It's all, no, I'm going to look at it. Because if I look at it, then I'm going to have to, you know, admit that I was wrong. And you go, well, let me do that. No. Can't do it. Well, this is why we have what we have. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you got it wrong. It's strength to admit that you got it wrong. It's weak to not admit it. Because if you're going to go by, oh, I'm not wrong, no, so I'm just going to stay with the untruth, and then I tell somebody else, I got to tell, you know, the kids, I got to tell them. And then they go on believing in the falsehood, and they tell their kids, and so on and so on. So everybody's believing in something that doesn't even exist. All because somebody didn't want to say, I got it wrong. See, what happens when you're a winner when you get it wrong? Because one, you know, you show that you're a man. You show you're an adult. Show you're intelligent. Okay, I got it wrong. Now I learned what is right. So either way you go, it's a win-win. You win. No. They literally stole Democrats' democracy from them. And now they've got the same Democrats believing that if you vote for Donald Trump, they're going to steal your democracy. They stole your democracy. They took away Bernie and Elizabeth, not once, but twice. And look who they gave you, Joe Biden. Look at the wars we got. Look at the inflation we got. Gas prices. Look at the border. Look at everything that's going wrong in this country, and it all points right to this administration. Democrat policies. Every single one. Every problem is stemming from them. And I think a lot of people woke up last night. You damn well better have. Or we're screwed. We're going to have to go to a war. I don't want to go to a war. But damn it to hell anyhow. We can't have this anymore. This is self-defense. Not only self-defense, but the country's defense. We can't have this anymore, people. Can't have it. Well, I want to thank everybody who was in the chat room and those that listen on archive. It felt good. I wanted to come out just for about an hour or so. I think I'm a little over an hour. Of course, I'm always over an hour. Maybe that's why I got a talk show, because I talk. Well, in any event, I want to thank you, and I'm hoping to come back again next week. So it is Friday. Everybody enjoy the weekend. And, you know, yes, if you're a praying kind of person, well, then, you know, send a prayer. Not only to Joe Biden, and I can't stand Joe Biden, never did, never liked the guy. But what's going on with him right now, look, the guy can't be president. He needs help. And Joe, you got to suck it up, girl. You got to suck it up, girl. That's your husband. If you really love him, you're going to take care of him. That means you're no longer going to be first lady. Well, you guys are never in the White House anyway. You're always either, you know, Camp David or Wilmington or going all over the place, Bahamas. Why is it so important for you to be first lady, Bill? Doctor. You're cruel and you're selfish, bitch. What they're doing to this, I can't stand the guy. But what they're doing to him is just mean. All just to get rid of Donald Trump. They're going to put this guy through all of this. Harming the entire world? Oh, but it was when we got rid of Donald Trump. Yeah, but Donald Trump is coming back. And hopefully he's not going to be in a very good mood. Hopefully he finds a real attorney general. I never liked that Bill Barr. When I watched his hearing, I called my brother. I said, man, this dude, and it was very early on. First line of questioning, I said, man, this guy is no good. On Trump in a heartbeat, and he did. And Sessions, I never liked when he was a senator. He was a dart ass. But I just, you know, what? I don't know why he picked him. But look, we got to go after these people. They've been going after us for not committing crimes. At least we can do is go after them for committing crimes. Can't prosecute the president because, oh, he might look, you know, the jury might look, you know, might look old and, you know, they'll feel sorry. Well, who are you to for the jury? The jury thinks for themselves. Who the hell are you? You don't get to decide for other people. You don't get to think for the jury. How do you know what they're going to think? You don't know. You haven't given them a case. You admitted that he knowingly and willingly took these documents, mishandled the living hell out of them, and we saw that. Pictures of where he had them. I mean, at least Donald Trump had them secured and locked and, you know. It's Mar-a-Lago and, you know, there's plenty of security there. It's kind of like, you know, you can't just walk in and out. But, hey, is Donald home? Yeah. How about Melania? Yeah. And snipper pen drawer. Jesus Christmas. Can you believe they did that? Why would you be looking? You really went through her panty drawer. They did that deliberately. They did it on purpose. They did it deliberately and did it on purpose just to give her a middle finger. And why they mistreated that woman, I don't know. I love Melania. The beautiful first lady we've ever had, number one. She's hot. I mean, she's nice. I mean, she should be on every single cover. She didn't have any trouble being on covers before, but oh, now she's running for president. Oh, no. And they're the same ones who think Michael Obama is so beautiful. No, not really. Well, not in my eyes anyway, but Barry thinks he's pretty. I don't care what anybody says. When you see her dance and things are flapping in places that shouldn't be flapping, yeah, there's only one thing that could be flapping down there. And it ain't a mic. Oh, no, this man, just to sum it up, this man has no business whatsoever being the president of any country. He never would have been able to run. He was not mentally there to run. He couldn't run. He wasn't mentally fit. They're going to kill him by pumping all these drugs in him to make him cognitive enough to halfway spit out a broken sentence. They're going to kill him with these drugs. I thought for sure last night he was going to keel over. You know, what if they gave him too much? And then, well, maybe that's what's going to happen this weekend, but something needs to happen this weekend. You need to come to the realization it's time for Joe to go. But that is not a legitimate reason that you think? Oh, well, the jury, they wouldn't convict him because he's old. I don't care. He committed the crime when he was supposedly not this insane. You got the whole family there. Hunter, my God, his brother. I think there's another brother or another cousin or another somebody. They got the whole Biden family selling secrets to Chinese and God only knows anybody who wants it, I guess. Ukraine. Still like to know what's going on in Ukraine, why too many of these Democrats and Republicans are also willing to spend taxpayer dollars, billions of them, in Ukraine. You got two corrupt nations fighting each other. Who gives a damn? I care less. This is Europe's problem. They don't want Russia coming into Europe. Well, step up and do something. You shouldn't expect the United States to keep spending all of their money, all of our weapons, all of our supplies, all of our everything to protect you. We fought you people twice. Keep our independence. Now we got to protect yours, but we don't want to protect our own. We're protecting Ukraine's border, but not our own. You don't like the fact that Russia's coming in? Well, step up and do something. And if you don't have any armies, well, then get one. I don't mind helping out, but my God, we shouldn't have to be the only ones supplying all the weapons, all the money, all the supply, everything. You want us? You want our weapons? Buy them, Europe. Angela Merkel, pay for them. Donald Trump had them paying their own way. Joe Biden comes in, don't you dare, I got this. Don't worry, I got the bill. Look, you're not taking them out to dinner, Joe. You're giving these billions of dollars. You can't get out of your money. This guy has to go. Well, we can't have Kamala either. So what do we do? Well, if they get rid of both, they can't do that, because then it would be a Republican. The Speaker of the House is number three. So then we have to go to the Secretary of State, who is... This guy's another figurehead. What the hell? I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, but look, Joe can't keep going like this. And we can't have Kamala. She's not qualified to be no president. I mean, come on. It's so condescending to black people. Goes to show you, she's not really black. She thinks the only thing black people care about is they don't have to go to jail for smoking pot and they get a nice job. Not a real nice one, but in their mind is nice. You get this nice job over here making electric vehicles that aren't going to sell. And the company's going to go under. But they get a smoke pot. You think that's the only thing black people care about, a smoke pot and working in a factory? Making electric vehicles? You think that's the only thing black people care about? They don't have any other kind of thing going on in their lives but that? I mean, that's not only condescending, just insulting. I mean, I'm not black, but, you know. You know, it doesn't really affect me that way, but if I was black, you damn right I'd be insulted. You should be. This is your vice president? She's an idiot. No, poor kids are just as smart as white kids. So all poor kids are black? There's no poor white kids? No. Poor white kids. Well, God. Unbelievable. Only poor kids are black. And all black people are poor. Yeah. And they can't get an ID. Yeah, they're decrepit. Yeah. And they can't get a bank account. Well, then how do you... This man has to go. go. And he must go soon. However, you need somebody in there to tell Kamala Harris. But, yeah. You're going to sit here and you're going to do the same stuff that you're doing as vice president. And you're going to stay in your own residence. You can't come in here. Do nothing. Go on vacation. You can't have her. You can't be meeting world leaders and making decisions that will affect the world. You cannot have her making these kinds of decisions. So that's one reason why they got to keep pumping the more drugs into Joe and keep him going until at least the end of the election. Whenever that will be over with, but then he's not going to make it. Joe is not going to make it to the election. Kamala Harris is going to have to, you know, take the reins. Well, we got the migrant crisis. We got two wars going on. About to be a third. Could be a fourth. And Kamala Harris as the president.
Yeah.
We're in trouble. They in trouble. That's right. We are in trouble. So anyway, I've been trying to get out of here. I just had to get that off my chest. I want to thank everybody for listening. And we'll see you, I guess, when I see you. This is the captain's quarters. It's a lot easier to remember. I do have a sports show on every Saturdays, 6 p.m. Same back channel. Same phone number, 563-9999. I love saying niner. 563-9999-3496. You call that and you can hear our sports show. Now, tomorrow we've got a special Super Bowl show. We're going to have, of course, my trivia. I've got a lot of trivia. We've got a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you like sports, which I do, I love sports. And I love football. So, tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. right here. And we'll see you when we see you. Everybody!